I would like the people to really understand that we are duty bound to thank Allah Rabbul Izzat for this great ni'mah that we are all Muslims. And further, we have to show Allah Rabbul Izzat shukr by not doubting the beautiful message that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. Faqih Abu Layth Samarkandi has mentioned that in Bani Israel there were two people. One was a abid, one was a fasiq. One was a righteous, one was an evil person. They both passed away. And Allah Rabbul Izzat informed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam that the abid, the righteous person, is being punished. And informed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam that the fasiq, the evil person, the non-practicing person, is being rewarded and he is in Jannah. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam was perplexed and amazed. And he approached the family of the abid. And he said that, what amal did your husband perform? What did he do? And the wife said that, you know my husband very well, that he was a abid, he used to pray, he used to worship. And Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam insisted and said that, do you remember anything else? And she said, yes, that every night before he used to fall asleep, he used to say that if the message of Musa alayhi salatu was salam is the truth, then I will be in comfort in the life to come. So he had doubt in the message of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And based upon this doubt, Allah Rabbul Izzat did not reward him for his sacrifice, but punished him. And on the other hand, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam approached the wife of the fasiq and said, what was the amal of your husband? And she said that, you know that my husband was not very practicing. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam insisted to ponder. And she said, yes, every night before he used to go to sleep, he used to say, La ilaha illallah walhamdulillah ala ma ja' bihi Musa. That all praises be to Allah. La ilaha illallah walhamdulillah, all praises be to Allah, who has given us the message, the true message, through Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He may not be practicing, but he had a solid commitment to the message. And based upon this, Allah Rabbul Izzat erased all the sins that he committed and allowed him to enjoy the bliss of Jannah. So we are very, very fortunate that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us the kalima, the creed of faith. And there are some responsibilities that we have to perform towards this creed of faith known as the kalima. There is a hadith in Sahih Muslim in which the Prophet of Allah says, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ مَاتَ عَلَى ذَلِكْ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. If a human being utters the kalima, believes in the kalima, and like I said last week, implements the attachments of the kalima, the whole package of the kalima, the creed of faith, ثُمَّ مَاتَ عَلَى ذَلِكْ, then he dies upon it. The abode for this human being will be Jannah. There is no other venue for this person, but this person will go straight to Jannah that Allah Rabbul Izzat has created for the Unitarians. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith that is in Sahih Bukhari, has mentioned the importance and the value of this kalima. As we know that Islam is a complete religion that dictates every moment, every second, every action, every thought of a human being. And we are not liberated at any moment. We are not liberated in our actions. But we have to live our life according to the dictates of the Qur'an and the Hadith. The Prophet of Allah says, Al-Iman bid'un wa sab'una shu'bah. فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاتَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. That if we look at the package of Iman and the things that are attached with Iman, we come to know that there are a little over 70 branches of Iman. a little over 70, from 73 to 79. Because the word bidr is used for something between 3 and 9. And the Prophet of Allah says, Al-Iman bidr'un wa sab'una shu'ba. A little over 70. فَأَفْضَلُهَا قَوْلُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The strongest of the branches and the best of the branches of Iman is La ilaha illallah. وَأَدْنَاهَا, and the smallest of the branch, the smallest branch of Iman is to remove an object from the road, from the path that may harm your fellow men. وَالْحَيَاء شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And modesty وَالْحَيَاء, that many of our human beings are deprived of, and many Muslims are now deprived of the proper haya, shu'batun min al-iman, is a component and is a department of iman. The Prophet of Allah further mentions in the hadith is in Bazaar and in Targhib, that in front of the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in front of the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is a pillar of noor. When any human being utters La ilaha illallah, that pillar starts to swing, starts to move. Allah Rabbul Izzah says to this pillar, why are you moving? And the pillar responds and says, there is a human being that has uttered the creed of faith, and I will constantly move until you forgive that person. I'm making an official intercession on behalf of that person. So Allah Rabbul Izzat grants forgiveness to that human being, and that pillar returns back to its normal position. That's why it is very, very important for all of us to keep our tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah, and especially with the strongest branch that is La ilaha illallah. You will find in many Islamic books of the past, and the ulama have understood, they have done istinbat from the Qur'an and the hadith, that if a person can practice the following, if a person can practice the following, and I don't want you to listen, I want you to print this in your mind. Print it on your heart. And when we move from this majlis, we bring this into practice. Because what I am going to give you today, that the Prophet has given to us, that the ulama have understood, is a special gift. It is a very, very special gift. I have said this many a times, knowledge is in abundance. At the touch of your finger. But the implementation of knowledge is very, very weak. We may say that the orator or the khatib or the imam delivered a beautiful speech. But how much of that speech did we bring into life? This is the important question. How much of the speech or how much of the Quran and the hadith that we heard today was brought into life? The implementation will bring a change. The acquiring of knowledge will not bring a change if the implementation is not done by that knowledge. The Prophet of Allah says that if a person acts upon the following, Allah Rabbul Izzat will make this person dignified. The angels will start to respect him. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will erase all his sins, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the ocean. And then the Prophet of Allah says that his life and his death both will be comforting for him. His life and his death, and we fear death, but life and death will be both comforting for him. That whenever he starts any work in life, he starts by saying Bismillah. كُلُّ أَمْرٍ ذِيبَالٍ لَمْ يُبْدَأْ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ أَقْطَعْ وَأَجْزَمْ. Anything that is started without the blessings of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and the blessings descend by saying Bismillah, فَهُوَ أَقْطَعْ وَأَجْزَمْ, that amal, that action will be deprived of the madad, the nusrat, the blessings of Allah. Number two, whenever a person completes any work, He does not look at himself. He straight away turns towards Allah and praises Allah by saying, Alhamdulillah. We eat, we say Bismillah. We finish, we say Alhamdulillah. We go to work, we say Bismillah. We return back, we say Alhamdulillah. Whenever we sit in a majlis, most of the time in a majlis, we utter things that are incorrect. Kalam-e farigh, kalam-e lagh. We may say something that is incorrect. Or we may say something that is not beneficial in this world or in the life to come. So the Prophet of Allah says, whenever you disperse from this majlis, you say Astaghfirullah. This is number three. Saying Astaghfirullah. And there is a dua that the Prophet has mentioned that all of us should know off by heart, that whenever we disperse from a majlis, we should recite that dua. Because on the Day of Judgment, this majlis in which the name of Allah and the name of the Prophet has not been mentioned, this majlis will curse us. But if we recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will pardon us. But the smallest version of this dua is saying Astaghfirullah. Whenever we stand up and disperse from a majlis, we say Astaghfirullah. When we intend to do something in the future, we say Inshallah. What I am telling you is so easy. When we intend to do something of the future, we say Inshallah. When we see something that is not pleasant, we see a brother not praying, that is unpleasant. It hurts us. When we see a Muslim brother doing something wrong, or see a Muslim sister doing something wrong, or when we see the order of Allah Rabbul Izzat being broken, or when we see evil becoming rampant, then we say, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. When Allah Rabbul Izzat tests us in our health, in our possessions, in our properties, calamities fall upon us, we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And number seven, and throughout the day and throughout the night, we keep our tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah. Which dhikr? أَفْضَلُهَا, the greater dhikr, لا إله إلا الله. If a person can practice these seven things that are very easy, that does not take much of an effort, Allah Rabbul Izzat will give this person izzah, the angels will respect him, Allah will remove and erase all his sins, and his life and his death will be both comforting for him. In Musnad Ahmad, there is a hadith in which the Prophet of Allah says that if a person recites the following, 40,000 deeds will be transferred into his account. Credited. 40,000 deeds, virtues will be transferred into his account. Account of good deeds. لا إله إلا الله واحدا أحدا لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Because when a person recites لا إله إلا الله, when he acknowledges the greatness, the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat, it pleases Allah Rabbul Izzat. If I am an author of a book, and I'm walking down the street and I find a person waiting for the bus, and he is reading my book, it gives me comfort and satisfaction. It gives me joy and tranquility. When we mention something regarding the greatness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah is looking at us at all times, this pleases Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we read the Quran, this pleases Allah Rabbul Izzat. So what I have said, keep in mind and try to remember this. Try to remember this. Very, very important. The hadith that I would like to mention is in Hakim, Tabrani and Kanzul Ummal. It is a lengthy hadith, but it is appropriate to mention this hadith. The Prophet of Allah once said to the Sahaba, last night I saw something amazing. Ajeeb and ghareeb. amazing and unique. And then the Prophet of Allah said that I saw a person